The campaigns of John Kerry and George Bush are in hyperdrive. The two presidential candidates are holding town hall meetings and taking rambling bus tours, trying to gain as much momentum as possible before November 2nd. If you believe the polls, the choice has already been made in much of the country. President Bush has the red states, John Kerry the blue, which means the power in the November election belongs to the battleground states, more specifically, the small handful of undecided voters in those states. WUNC's Dave DeWitt knows one such voter and has some ideas on how the campaigns might sway him.
The future of the free world will be settled by a guy who wears sweatpants to work. That guy is my brother, Mike, and he has come to this incredible position of power not because of any particular knowledge or expertise. Like most everything else in his life, he has come to this point through blind luck and ridiculous circumstance. Mike is an undecided voter in Ohio. Thanks to an archaic electoral college system that puts Ohio at the nexus of an incredibly even race, his vote will be the one to tip the scale in the presidential election in November. Talk radio host Al Franken has begun a drive to get Democrats to move to Ohio simply to vote in the election. Republicans are desperately trying to mend political fences in the state and take advantage of a successful decade of statewide dominance. I can tell the candidates something their high-paid political advisors can't. None of these strategies has a chance. If they want to win Ohio, Kerry and Bush will have to appeal to voters like my big brother, the guy who once wrapped his kid brother in a blanket and put him in the garage because he talked too loudly during an episode of MASH. He's not a Neanderthal, but my brother is like the vast majority of American voters. He barely pays attention to the campaigns, and when he stumbles on a partisan debate, he gets uncomfortable and he changes the channel. After more than 3 decades of speaking nearly every day, my brother and I fell into the topic of politics for the first time last week. On the phone, he assured me he is going to vote. When I probed further, careful not to make any sudden moves that might scare him away, he offered these astute political insights. The Democratic National Convention featured better music than the Republican one. And President Bush was probably right to go into Iraq, but it seems like he might have stretched the truth a bit as to the reason why. My brother works hard and he loves his family. He wants what most of us want, to be safe, and to fill up his gas tank without having to dip into his daughter's college fund. He's never heard of Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. He's never seen John Kerry windsurfing. He's wrapped in a cocoon of blissful political ignorance, where the multi-million-dollar campaigns can't touch him. He is the great American undecided voter, and he will decide who is the next president. And if they were smart, John Kerry and George Bush would skip the town hall meetings and front porch hootenannies in Ohio and drive straight to my brother's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial for a sit-down. And they should be sure to bring along a 6-pack of domestic beer and a crisp new pair of sweatpants as a gift.
Dave DeWitt is the senior editor of The State of Things.